was, it may have broken off.
Oh, Jackie's the only one that really had a good relationship here. The others were just here to get what they could out of me. Obviously.
Well, they played pretty well, didn't they? With the bicycles and the style and all.
Tore them up. They were a hazard. Complete and total. It's really strange. Almost anything they touch would tear up. If they took a bicycle out, they'd be so rough with it, they'd come back, the seat would be off, the fender would be off, the brake, the pedals.
Now that went on for several years, seemed
yes,
to me
it
like.
Did. I had repairs for several years. I haven't had any in the last couple of years since they've been gone. I'm not joking.
I can just see them out there playing now, and they get out there in that big automobile with our head, make that run.
Yeah. They play, but they tear things up so bad. But I let them go ahead. They love that swing out there better than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came up here. They played with them. It's like now goes down Brenton and plays down the hill now. You know. But those two boys were awful rough. They know anytime they were up here though, they were doing it for their own advantage most of the time, to entertain themselves, to be fed.
Yeah.
And anytime they want anything, they'd come up and say, I need some money.
Because yes, right.
They knew that I'd give them some work to give them, to let them make some money for school clothes once, they told me, and they ended up buying a big toy with it. That's where I let them make $3 for a pair of blue jeans.
No, you're all doing fine.
Oh, Lord. Part of it a while ago. This is a United Arab Republic guy on there now.
Yeah.
That's a mess over there.
Oh, that's a mess.
They don't want them Jews having a place to live, do they?
No. No, sir. Just pure, unadulterated hatred.
Yeah.
Unadulterated hatred. You know, I think there's a lot of people I don't like, but I don't hate them. I don't wish them ill, you see. I don't want anything to happen to them. But I think over there, they just despise them.
Oh, I don't see why the devil they can't live over there in peace. They got that channel there separating them for a long way there.
Yeah.
And the guys are strip up there. What Nasser, he's according to international law, waterways and all, he claims is part of that channel there that's less than 3 miles wide, see? That's what he's putting his claim in on, so he can do anything he wants to with it because that belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
International law.
Yeah. Let me tell you, you ought to see them melons growing over there, back there on that swamp.
That's a good one back there.
Well, you know, for dry weather melons, I think they've done pretty good.
Who's got them in there?
Robert Wood and Wynn, Bill Wynn.
How many got in that big field?
Yeah, all of it back there.
Well, whose land is that on there? Bob Wood?
No, that's where I am.
Oh,
that back,
your place?
Yeah, back pasture. That back pasture back there. I'm glad to get them to work it because it just needed working.
Well, Freddie was cutting today. He got some looks pretty nice. He's over yonder, the other side.
You seen his field?
Yeah.
Been over there?
I haven't been in it. I've been by there. Looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. Cause sometimes sweeter than the others.
Yes. The only thing is, some of them are smaller and some of them is, ain't shaped up quite as good as some, really.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I got two weigh about 20 pounds a piece.
Oh, really?
Look pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's big enough for us. For a meal.
Gosh, yeah.
One of them.
Yeah. Tastes mighty good this kind of weather.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had one this year yet. I was down there. Sue, she was all tickled pointing that pile out there. Put a sign up on them. 29 cents each or 4 for a dollar. You can't kick on that.
Mm-hmm. Then when did you ever see a mule? I haven't even seen old Woodard's mule, Emma.
Well, I hadn't noticed. I seen some down here not long ago on Richardson Pasture there, right there. At the, I don't know whether he's still got them or not.
Oh, yeah. I believe I did see a couple of big mules over there.
There ain't too many mules left. You can see these horses up here, thrashers, on the side of the road.
Yeah. But he don't work them. I'd love to have... I think a mule would do about anything I need to do over there.
If you get a good mule that wasn't too darn ornery. I worked a mule out here at Miss Patterson. That was the honoriest mule you ever seen. She had a couple of guys out there, worked them a couple of years. Half of the time they couldn't catch him. They left a halter on him all the time, and half of the time they couldn't even catch him then.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, he was ornery.
You mean after you got him, he still give you trouble?
Well, after you got hold of him, he was all right. As long as he wanted to be, but he come to the house with me one day. I was over there plowing and running through some watermelons with a sweep. I was done a little farming with him over across the road over there. That sucker, he got haywire with me, and I like woe to him, laid back on the lines, and I got to the end there, and he went right on through that canebrake with me and got loose from me, jumped a ditch. He come out across that field there and across the highway home, but he tore loose from the plow before he hit the highway. I mean, he was traveling that darn stock was up in the air. I was afraid it was going to fly up and hit him in his hip, but he didn't.
You mean he cut loose and went on, didn't
went
stop
home.
At the road?
Yeah, he went on, hit the fly. I'd beat the devil out of him. But he's a big mule. If he got the advantage of it, why, you couldn't hold him. There was nothing good. But them guys out there, the two of them worked out there with Miss Patterson. And a lot of times she'd run out here and say, Mr. Gilbert, I always used to go out there and catch that mule with them boys. They were both grown men, farmed all their life.
Well, could you do it?
Yeah, I could catch him.
You walk up to him?
He tried to bluff you when you went in. As you had that big stable, there wasn't no such thing as hemming him up, see. You couldn't hardly hem him up anyhow, because if you go hem him up, he'd break his neck. Get away. I would get in there, and I'd let that voice out, and I said, whoa. I looked down you, I said, what's the matter with you? Come on here, boy. Talk to him all the way, beat that up there, and snort at you, and make out like he's done. You cut that out, you big rascal. I keep walking to him and get a hold of him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Keep talking to him. Fell out there. He could catch him, but he'd have a time of doing it. He'd get out there, had a big old black snake whip out there. He'd get in there after him, and he'd play all the dickens out of him. And he'd get him. Hold on. He'd make him stand up there and he'd whoop him and all that and yell at him all the time to hit him, and he would get scared there. He'd stand there trembling. He'd go up and catch him then. Well, he was ornery.
Goodness.
I never would whip him trying to catch him.
But you talked to him right on up to
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
But
I ain't afraid of a mule. You can, they can tell when you're afraid of them. Or any animal can. If you're afraid of it, they're a mule. Get your bluff, boy, you can have it. My daddy used to trade horses a lot when I was a kid growing up, and he traded for a little black mule, 25,000 pounds, prettiest thing you ever seen, large bowl of fat, thick as a mole. And it didn't have no curls in its hip, though. The hair grew straight back, the only one I ever seen like it. And it took spells, you know. I was working in peach orchard, picking peaches there, and I had a little horse that rode up there and come home. I come home one night, my brother, young as me, he says, I bet you can't catch old Nell. What do you mean I can't catch old Nell? Always have, boy. Me and Daddy, neither one could catch her. I said, what's the matter? And you open the door and say, come here. She comes at you with her heels. She kicked the door off the hinges. I said, all right, I can catch her. I said, you had her out in water today, so we had to carry water to her stable to her. I said, I ain't carrying no water to the stable to her. I didn't want her. I just throwed, reached up that bridle and throwed on my arm like always. Doing open the door. I said, come here now. Boy, she did. Whee, whee. She's squealing at this. Wham, 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 wham. Kicking that door. I just closed the door. Brother, he said, that's what I tell you. I just called up the barn off and got the pitchfork and come back down. And my daughter said, come here now. She dead. Well, I didn't close the door. I let her wham a couple times and taking that port and her rammed it right in her butt, you know. I said, come around here, boy. She came around and stuck her head out the door. She never did do that to me no more.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, she thought you had your bluff.
Is yeah, that right? And she'd turn around and wheel away at that
yeah,
door.
Yeah, boy, wham, wham, wham.
Yeah. But when you got that fork, sir.
She was gentle, as you could see.
Yeah.
But she is mean.
Yeah. You know, this little horse over here now, Jim, he is just as nice as he can be, that little, the older horse. But you know, he can't resist temptation. If there's a gate open and he got a chance to run through it, he can't resist it. And you know what Faye does whenever he does that? She puts him in the corral and starves him. She don't feed him and she won't let him eat for 10 or 12 hours, you see. He comes out of there, he's just like a newborn baby. He just is innocent. And he wouldn't miss Dave at all. But you wait a little while and he'll do it again. It looks like he just can't have it. Now, maybe a mule's a little like that. He's mean and can't help it.
I had another mule after I got grown. I was in Georgia, I worked taking mules there, and I had a mule there. That's another time. You get out of that, he could tell time of day when he, though it was dinner time, he didn't want to do no more, see? And he'd get contrary as devil, and if you got on him, see? Like if you just had a little, you wanted to get on before you went to the house, you know, and keep, like, he'd get contrary with you, walk everywhere, you know, and he got on his hide about it, well, then he'd go to the house with you.
Yeah.
If you didn't know it, see, I was over there one day, right up at it there in the house, and it was hot, and I only had a few rows of corn in a little old place there, and had some Kentucky Wonder beans in there. It was fine. And I just run through there, laying them by, just one for you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right at dinner time, he got the crib, but there was a sapling there, about as big as the leg, right next to a little branch where he had to come in the house. He'd set them bits in and I could throw the head down that and you couldn't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to the house and I said, all right, buddy, I just watched. I got the line slack, you know, and I said, this sapling, you know, as it went by, I run around that sapling, I turn around there with the line, and that rascal come on, I wound him up to that sapling, man. I take that trace chain off, and I loosened up his ribs for him. And I hooked him back up, man. I got down while I was doing, and I went on to the house. But now, I bet with that sapling, he'd have went in with me.
Yeah. I'm telling you. What happened to Miss Lucy?
Yeah.
That one of them was quinidine.
Yeah.
And Dr. Hendricks down here said that it happened. Said some people couldn't take as much as others.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to regulate your dosage.
Yeah.
And when they are nice like that, a fellow ought to appreciate them. Yeah. You know, this first summer cloud we've had, Bessie.
What's that?
This is the first summer cloud we've had.
Is it?
The first one we've had like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Their mothers has been different kinds.
Yeah.
Well, you see, there's not any front, you see. This is just plain old local weather.
Yeah. Yeah, I
hope so. Somebody getting a little bit. It's been raining back over yonder.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen Miss Liza? She hurt her foot again?
Okay.
She hurt her foot again.
No.
I don't guess she mentioned me.
Yes.
I had something fixed up to say to her whenever she got me. Well, you weren't here all day yesterday.
No, I went down to Texas.
Yeah, I figured you was.
Yeah, I went to Texas.
Well, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
I run the tractor a little yesterday evening.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't pull anything, you see, I just run it.
Mm-hmm.
Right down there,
uh-huh.
On the side of the hill. I didn't figure she'd pay much attention to it. Because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't pulling anything. I can see a truck way over yonder, I do believe. coming out of that car. Well, they're hauling them melons about through there. Yeah. Do you know Marge Meekins?
No.
Where he? I don't think he is.
One drive,
oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
say something about all your offensive coaching? I'm not just using it up for the team, but that's all I'm doing. If I'd like to get it, that's better than what I got.
You know, that's
playing too good. You know, they try to build them too fast. The way I see it. Put out on the way another one. My wife and children, that'd be another horse.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get something else. I can find myself. That'd just do my wife up and children. That seat and that fold back, don't it?
Yeah.
Nice little horse. Get it from me. Just don't let nobody have it. I'll get it. I'm going to get it. So I want it. It's easy now, you know.
See, these tires are all good, but they're not high speed tires, you know that.
Hey, still need some.
The weatherman didn't say anything about it.
Tomorrow. He said rain tomorrow. I believe we'll get the night in place tomorrow. We ready to meet. You know, getting back dry again?
Yeah.
It's a dry spot. That's where I got that stuff here. I got to get in there one day we don't wake it so we can try to wake it out. That old stuff looked like a peanut. And that little nut, Greg, God, it's going to town.
Yeah.
And see, it's been so dry with it, my stuff wouldn't come up until it rained. I just popping the ground, because I got to wait till it gets high enough that I can get sided with a sweep. See, I'm going to get a sweep sided, you know, and catch both sides and pull it into the stuff, and then I bust out the middle, see, but if it rain again, before I get to it, it'll go crazy. I want to try to make some off them. I got some butter beans and black-eyed peas and some great northern, some corn planted. I want to plant some, about a half an acre okra, shipping okra over there. I think I'll put it in the ground sometime next week. I might do it Saturday. Put in the ground. I got some work to do for my Aunt Smith, and I got something to do for this other fella. Major something other. I got to clean out his face. Well, I just ain't got time, but I want to get to Mr. Smith on, so he done put them lines out there. But after I got laid off from that mill, you know, and didn't have another work, no other way of going, my wife and children, you got to try to do something. The young baby, too, you have to buy a bit of milk he used. And I try to send my children to school, and that's 7 cents a day. And that's one of them things. I just couldn't, you know what I mean? I went out there and looked for a job.
Yeah. What's Mr. Roberts got over there?
He ain't got nothing. He just want to clean it back now before he's going to build his house. He said it'd be another year and a half before he ever moves. But what do you do? When he come up here on the weekend, if he ever get his house straightened out, that old house he goes, he's going to stay in that, you know, until, you know, just him, I imagine. They just spend the weekend, you know, and then they're going back. He's going to build his house over there, from that house. And he want me to clean all that front, you know, next to the road, that old, that we got all them bushes and trees and things growing. I got to cut all that stuff down, you know, and bun it up, you know, and I got to. Whole pile of mine. I ain't got no tag on my old truck and ain't running. Now you got a whole pile of junk. I got the horses to the dump down there in McIntosh. Pieces of old, you know, these old bathtub, old pieces, an old piece of stove, and I got a whole field of glass out there in a pile. That's a pile of stuff that wide. Need to be took up careful and put it in a trail or something hauled away.
Mm-hmm.
And he want all that clean, and he says when he get it, the water, Mr. Smith's for to get the pump started over there. He want my wife to go in and scrub it out, you know, good going.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, she can't, guys. She can't do nothing right now. The Keller doctor called $25 Friday, see, high blood, see. Had to rush her down there, Dr. Strain, Friday. He charged her $15 and $11 for the medicine, 11 and a quarter for the medicine. And I was doggone if I see what the medicine doing any good. Every time she takes the medicine, she takes it up worse. You know, the time she takes a dose of that medicine, just makes it worse. It just goes all through. I told her, don't take no more of it. Yeah, I was dog if I know. That's what I say. That's just what I don't know. Well, I say, like it is, I got to get over there for a day. We don't work any watermelons. I got to get to Mr. Smith a day and, you know, clean where you can put them sides. He want to get that up. I know he does. And the old lady, she want me to wash some windows up there for. I know she done got mad, but I just couldn't make it. Major Robertson, he want that stuff done over there. So he brought the location. He want to build his house and show me over there where I got that stuff. He's going to build him a big swimming pool for the children and put him on a little horse. Say if it's for one or two horses, so it looks chill and a little selling point like something like you got out there. I just ain't been able to get to it. And I'll get to it.
Where is he?
He down to Orlando, that's where he's staying at. But he said it'd be another year and a half before he move up there, where he told me. You know, before he have a home and everything built like he wanted. It's a nice place over there, though. He'll fix it up like he wanted.
Yeah, get cleaned out where you can see in there.
See, people stay there, never really care much for cleaning up the woods and, you know, so forth. I don't know if he's going to bother with the woods or just, you know, clean up what he wants clean. Might be just that's what I got to get me, a couple acres of land when I get me a good job, get me a trailer and put on like he's out there. You know, what my wife sure want. I would never have another house built unless somebody give me some old bowls and I'd build one. My chances, I had two of them things built. And it ain't more Even what? Them things fall out before you ever get your fingers on.
And
people are putting people in jail because I'm building something. And the person who having to build them ought to have a head exam.
Yeah.
But that's stupid having them things built. Well, I said I had that thing built. It was fun to see about it. That thing ain't been built over five years. It ain't a bit of good. Not a bit of good. Just build your shell, and they don't want it no sheetrock, no pump. Just put the lights in, and no bath, no nothing, and you're out of $4,000 or $5,000.
That's right.
$4,800 something dollars.
So you just buy the shell.
That's all. And then they got your land and everything. But see, my grandmother, they give me that little acre, you know, off of my place. And I got ready to go up to state, and my wife, I get to him. I told my auntie she can take it to play and do whatever she wants with. I was ready to get away from that thing. So I said, from now on, I'll buy me an acre of land, a couple acres of land, you know, and I'll get me a used trail or something like that, you know, and put on it. And if I mess around and lose the trail, I won't lose my land,
yeah.
You know. That don't make sense with them, you know. Well, I don't blame them. You catch people crazy like that, I'd do it too.
Yeah.
They caught me,
yeah.
I sure was crazy when I done it. I don't know
yeah.
what's wrong with me. So, I wouldn't move on them things no more. I'd get me a trail or something. If I had to have them smile, build me another house, I'd get a tent and put over a tree and get up under that. Me and my wife and children, just since the rain don't come in or snake, I'm satisfied. I'm glad. Some people be putting this in or something like that. I'm telling you. It's going in the house, you know, we got a little used TV. I paid a man $7 for the TV, and I fixed the TV myself. And the wiring they got in that house, something wrong with it, somewhere or another. It's that TV just say certain time, it wasn't real big, and the man said the wiring is too light. It, you know, and then the lights, they'll blink off and in the house and come on. I told him, I said, it might be a shortage, you know. He said, the current coming through this wire is too light. He said, you need wire about like this. And they got the little wire
yeah.
run all through the house. And switch boxes ain't no good. You pull the plug in and pull it out. You see fire come from behind it that long. Enough to set them on fire. if they get caught on fire, they wouldn't laugh about it. Say 5 minutes, they'd be them burnt down. So ain't no good. You know, they done dry rotted. And it ain't no good number, but just stuff. You know? They ain't solid at all.
They just put a coat of paint on it.
One coat. That hot look. You see, 6 months after you painted that house already, it looked just like you took a bucket of paint and put about 3 gallons of water in and mixed it up and throw it again. That's the way it looked like. Yeah, rain beat it all off.
But it's the same way down there.
You know, that was kind of funny. You know, everybody fell for that, even myself. Put my grandmother for dead now. She told me, she said, I wouldn't do it, so I just take a chance on, you know, getting a little lumber at a time. And I said, well, what I'm saying now, I'm going to have to move, so I might as well get them put it on. She said, I would even have one of them things put on my land like that. She said, either, why don't you get them to build your block house? So I didn't want a block house. And I'm telling you the truth. Some people built that house in 3 days. That thing was built in 3 days. That's no joke. I went up there the first day they went there, and they had laid the foundation up and started running the rafters. I said, good God of mine, I ain't never seen somebody build a house that fast in my life. So I thought I had something, you know. I told them, well, put a good house. Yeah. I'm telling you, that number just a green. But they put on that, you all make sure you could have squared it like you do a rag. You just squared the water out. The natural sap, you know,
yeah.
out of that number.
Yeah.
It didn't, you couldn't take it up, a board up, and I would have even, you couldn't take a board up, and, you know, and a board got a dry board, it sound funny when you hear the bang, have that, blah, blah, you pick it up and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. But, you know, what I could have done? I had to find the papers and everything. And I didn't sign for all my land. What they done, it tricked me. And I was working out in the store. And, what they done there, I was supposed to sign for just, you know, a little block there. And I know anything they had my whole acre on that thing. Nothing I could do. It had to be 100 by 100 and 45 by this. And I looked at my deed. Mama told me to look at my deed. Well, I couldn't get a change. I went down no killing. I said, no, I couldn't do nothing about it now. I went to a lawyer again. Well, a lady said, yeah, lawyer lady. And she acted like she must have been with him or something. Or other. She looked like she got mad. So I asked about it. I just let it go on. After mama died, I said, I'm ready to get away from that place. Anyhow. I know it never would be, you know, the same, no how, you know. I've been there all my life, and she died, and then the town was arrested. I'm buying an acre of land somewhere out in the woods, or a couple acres I can find. I'd rather be out in the woods somewhere.
I had to.
I don't like staying up under nobody.
Yeah, I'm up here on the road. I'd much rather be back yonder.
I was looking at that park back there the other day. I was telling them boys, I said, you know what, I said, well, Mr. Miles, there's a nice location. I'd like that, but, you know, if I had a house back down there, peaceful, it'd be just what I want. You know, I don't like to be staying. I never like the idea of staying upon nobody. I just don't like that. Either this stuff gonna bother you,
yeah.
or your stuff gonna bother them. They always got a gripe going on all the time. And I don't like too many visitors. You know,
yeah.
too many visitors. You stay side of the road, you have a whole heap of visitors come in. I like to be out for myself sometime. You know, I like to on Sunday. The other day out there, and I see I'd enjoy this. The other day, We were in the watermill in this corner here, and I seen something out there I thought was a dead coon. And I kept on looking at it. Another boy saw it too, but he didn't say nothing. So I finally saw him stuck in the head, and I jumped right off the truck. I found a saucer turtle out there that big. Big as a number 310 turtle. I carried him home and dressed him up. You couldn't eat, and one man couldn't eat one of the legs by itself. You had to, when you pound it up, it was enough for two people. And I cleaned that thing with a whole big pan of a saucer turtle like that. He was laying, and he laid all his eggs out when I caught him, all but the yellow eggs and two hard eggs, because I don't eat the eggs. But that was a big one. That I say, if I stand in a place like this on Sunday, I'd walk all around through them woods, you know. So I like that all around through there. I have to go to somebody's house and set up. I don't care much for that. I'd rather be home or walking in the woods or something like that. I just don't care much for that. Yeah, sir, this is a nice place. I remember when Mr. Ball, was doing this place. He was running that filling station up there and making up. I remember him. I came out here with him several times.
He had that restaurant up there.
Yes, sir.
Truck stop.
I worked there about a couple of weeks with him changing tires up there. The filling station. And he died. You know, I didn't know he was dead until he about about 2 or 3 weeks ago. They never knew he was dead.
So he had a hard time.
Yes. Boy, she just sold out and left, eh?
Yeah. She and
You got a nice face, huh? Real nice face. If a person could make any money night farming, you know, like you did when I was a kid, if he was a farmer, you could make some pretty good money.
Yeah.
But these big people, they're calling people now and making no money. You have to raise cows or something like that, so you won't make too much off your farm.
Well, it costs much to farm.
That's right. And then after you make it, you won't get nothing for it.
Won't get nothing for it.
I was talking to Freddie a while ago. He said the doctor told him he had a spell about his head, and the doctor told him, said he's going to have high blood or something. Yeah, you think he might just quit farming, say, just the pain, just farming, don't get nothing for it, you know, for it, wait. So he said he just might quit farming. So me and that boy for driving that truck out there made him the most money they ever made in life, and they had the first watermelon crop. The first watermelon crop, we made them all the money just about their head. Man, we loaded more watermelon, I loaded more watermelon, in fact, the one truck move out, we loaded nothing. I mean, they loaded car box and truck 4 and 5 and 6 a day. And that's when Mr. Fred really started that really farming like he's doing now. He done come down to what he needs to have 100 and some acres of watermelon every year. And then they fall right behind that in squash, then peas, and then eggplants. And he's working right with them. And the way they're doing up there now, up there north is where they're doing it. And the people up there want it, because I just come up there. You buy a little watermelon about that long, and get one slice, that watermelon costs you $1.50 for $2. Well, good God, it costs you that much. Why do people can't? What wrong with they can't go on there? The people leave all the watermelon in the field and people that want them. Well, I can't understand.
I don't understand.
Good God Almighty. You know what the people eat up there? I never had it in my life. You know, these collard greens, you know, you strip them away. My mother always, my wife, you strip them, you leave that stuff off, you know, you just use the leaves. Sure, them people eat all that up there. And that thing is bigger than your finger. You know, they say they pop it like you do a bean and put it in the pot. I say, I don't want that mess. I don't eat that. And all that kind of junk abandoned, you can't get rid of your stuff, you get him? What's the matter? You know, all them great big watermelons here, the people leave them out in the field. All the watermelon price done busted. The market done busted on them. You're still in the field, they're begging. Them wineheads, if you get a watermelon, I bet it lasts us just to death. You know, just get a watermelon. And here you've got 20 acres. Let's say 20 acres, and you can't cut out them but twice, and then the market done busted. And you got them out in the field. If you ain't got no cow, you lose on that. You got a mighty doggone. I'm telling you, you know, some people ought to get up off of that kind of junk. You know, I look at it, I know where it comes from. The big man, he got his. He don't care whether you make it, that's you know. You know, he don't care. That is your happy-go-lucky. If you don't be the first and get a little bit in there, you don't get much before he stops you. You see?
That's right.
And if you don't get it in there, he don't care if you don't get it in there. And if you get in there, you don't care. You ain't going to get nothing for it no how. So he got his and back here. I got it in the first National Bank up there. Some bank up there, the Jersey Central or New York or something, right? He don't make no difference. See, he gets so much, and if he get down so low, he can go to his next big friend, big millionaire, and get as much as he wants. You see? Well, then that hurts you back here. But trying to raid that stuff to ship it to all parts of the world, and then they won't take it. Now look overseas. Now people, they're hungry right now. Now look at the stuff they're going to leave in the field. Peas and watermelon. They can icebox them things and ship them from them to another side of the world almost. It's a shame. You know, I was up there. And my wife and kid, and I bought a side of water for them. Woman told me $1.50 for it, and it was like my biggest amount of fish. And, well, they wanted some oranges one evening. I came in. I went up in a little place, and a little orange about that big. I could have took it and pushed it right between here. paid a nickel apiece in the morning. That's a good God Almighty. And it looked like they had rust on them. Rust. I bought them on the produce stand right there. And the only thing I would see that was cheap, nothing. That was green corn. I used to buy a whole bushel of green corn there for a dollar. I mean, you get a whole bushel. I don't know how many be in there, but that's the one thing I see that cheap. And the tomatoes, you pay one about like that, you pay 10 to 15 cents. But in here, you can grow all your own. You can't get rid of them. I'll leave them on the ground. But yes, the other people need this stuff. Well, it takes some of them people out of them chairs that have something to do with that. Because raise stuff. Look at Mr. Richardson down here. I worked for him for off and on since I was a kid on the farm. He shipped beans and cabbage every year. Cabbage and Boston squash. Look what all them fields he got now. In cows.
Mm.
That's the one who stopped him.
Yeah, had to take him out of the vegetable.
He even got a place out there, and I helped put a fence on, help clean. We could find two and three routes next day. And look what he's doing. He was farming that out there, and look what he's doing now. In cows. See, that just put a man out. Even his daddy have done that. My mother never worked for his daddy. Didn't wait for them. And they've been doing it for years. Well, look what they've done now. Now the people got all in cows. Now, the record, they want people to start back farming again, and people won't do it. Then there's going to be some starvation again. Exactly what it's going to be.
Could be some hard times.
They say next year, it is. That's what I heard. The next year can be really tight. If you got a hog, you better hold on to him. If you got a cow, you better hold on to him. If you might be trying out eating.
Yeah. I got to step in here this minute.
Yeah, we done cut all the field. You know, we just got to haul them out. Now, they done cut that little field right there, too.
Yeah.
We just got to haul them. We got to maybe see about maybe two or three more loads in that big field yet to get out. Then we got to come right here and get that and look at them inside the lake. Then we got to go to McIntosh and haul them fuel grades, and then they're going to start hauling them striping when they got in Ilson down there.
But you already cut them.
They're cutting them rest of them in McIntosh like the Muni. They're cutting them now.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there'll be many of them out there. I don't think it'll buy them. I don't see we turned the vine back this morning. Just one long heat rope, and they're going to walk them from one side over this side, you know, from over there into here, from that side over there.
But they haven't started cutting them down here on the lake.
Unless they went down there since, the trees are probably down there now.
Well, now, how these in this corner, they didn't work out as well as the others.
Well, I tell you, all of them look like they need it. It's pretty good size ones out there. Some of them watermelon out there, I told them the same thing last week. Some of the watermelon out there should have came off in last week because we loaded several of them on the truck and it, you just kind of halfway and then flip, bust half them too. That's the way it's done out there today. Several of them, we had to throw them off the truck out there.
Is that right?
I told them watermelon, I know them watermelon were right. You take a watermelon, they stay on that vine and they pull it to come off and they get too ripe, they're going to bust open and start loading it.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done because half of the watermelon we're getting out that field today, out them field should have came off last week.
Is that right?
That's right. I said, I know, but I didn't say nothing to them. I ain't cutting them. And you know how it is, I just didn't say nothing, but I told Mr. Winter there, I'd say, some of you watermelons out here you're cutting, I said, you're going by size, you're leaving some hanging just as big as you're cutting, and you turn that around and cut some small ones, and then you got some big ones out here. So, well, you didn't wait for this, and now that's what happened. We're getting some great big ones out there, what they supposed to got last week, and some of them out there I think is overripe, because I got one off the end, and they had left that one, and even cut it today, and it was up on the vine, and you could tell it was almost getting hollow-hearted, you know, so. I thought you could tell it wasn't a solid watermelon, but it was overripe.
Yeah.
Overripe. That's the way they cut them. They got a guy there cutting them. He's kidding me. So he's been cutting them for years. He's going to put it over 80 percent of it. I don't see how. He must have lose 40 seconds.
I went back there this morning and picked up a few. I tried to get some cull. And they had three of them cut back there this morning. Each one walking a roll, and then they come back on the other side.
I'm telling you the truth, you know, if they don't get some watermelons off them vines, and you get another rain, I know what's going to happen. They sure not going to bust open, huh?
Yeah.
That rain will sure make them, if they overripe, that rain will sure make them bust open. It makes them tender, the skin of them tender, see. And when you load them, if you don't load them, just take that one and ease it down like that, and then some of them bust, you know, skip, and it starts right there on that blossom end every time, where they bust on the blossom end.
Yeah.
That's where they start slipping. Well, if you keep loading like that, and you're stacking some on top of one another, they can't stand the weight, see.
Mm-hmm.
And by a truck, he even had a number of load of juice when he gets where he's going. See, but they is very nice melons he's getting out there. I know Freddy said this morning, way bigger than he got. I see some Freddy got out there. That is what I seen about Freddy.
Is that right? Why not? Let me tell you.
You walk around from down and find a pretty good old thing, like that valuable you can use.
Yeah. But the melons back there. Now, has the coons quit bothering them?
I see where coons been eating some of them in there. not as bad as it's been, but I, by picking them up, you know, by me loading, I see raccoons eating in a few out there. Not too bad, man. So kind of on that low end down yonder where I see raccoons, you know, on that first end of them woods over there, you know, where the
yeah.
first starts over there.
Yeah.
I saw a few of them this morning. Not too bad, man.
Have they quit putting out them?
I think they have. I think it's some eggs out there now. The coons they never taught. You know, coons got to keep a sense. They no farting in them eggs. They know ain't no chicken out there laying them eggs. The only way you can get a coon, I can get a coon anytime. You get a can of sardines and fart in that can of sardines. A coon little sardines.
Yeah.
You get it more quick with them sardines than you will with them eggs.
Yeah.
Coon is like a possum. Now, a possum will eat egg in a minute. Not a coon. Coon will eat a few of them, but he don't care too much eggs. You get them sardines, he going to come. Well, he going to put his foot in there and he going to put it, put in that can of sardine, you're going to lick it, see?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them like that.
The possums don't bother watermelons.
No. Some crows and coons are going to get a watermelon fit. Crow eat a watermelon to death. I'm surprised they didn't start out there around them on figure that pond, see? Yeah, I don't think the crow bothers.
Let me tell you.
I look at it like this, I look at it a different way. These people want things, but they don't want to put out nothing for it.
Yeah.
You know, if I can always get anybody, you never get something for nothing, or use something for nothing, well, quite naturally they don't want to put out, but they always want to get something for nothing, but they don't want to put out too very much, you know. That's the way it is. I think they're, Mr. Wood and them are kind of tight people anyhow. You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah.
After they get through with the watermelon, you just track it at the end, won't you? And you know what I mean, just track it in, let the grass come out, right?
That's what I do. I live it
also. That's right. Because you see why I say so. You see them old dead vines and like that, you know, an old dead watermelon, you know, where they rot at, that's going to leave a clean place where grass could have, you know, come up on there. And generally me, if they wasn't going to do it, I'm going to cultivate it, just track the whole thing in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then let the grass shoot out. See, that
yeah.
You ain't got nothing to shed, no grass there. See, them old hulls, I said a long place, you know. At least you look at one been rotten. You look at least they got a round white place, you know what they say there. But 2 out of 10 grass ain't gonna grow up on it for sweetening.
You take these old palm leaves, fall off in the pasture, they'll do the same
thing. Same thing. It ain't shed it like that.
If you don't go through there and cut it every now and then, you know, stir it.
You got right sharp of cows, ain't you?
Nothing.
You never got rid of them, Mr. Smith, yet?
No.
So I was over there one Sunday, I was doing some work with Mr. Smith at a station wagon. Him and looked like cowboys. And they asked me, fellow want to sell them cows. I told him, yeah, sir, I think so. Mr. Smith and them were going off. So and they said, when would the fellow be back? I said, well, I'm looking for him back about 5:00. He said, he was coming back, but I don't know if he ever come back. I know. He went on down the road driving slow, and they got at the corner, walked to the fence and looked at him. And the one fellow said, it looked at all right to him.
Well, you know, it's right here.
Yeah, it is up your name.
Yeah.
I mean, see, your old land been taken care of. Your brother saw something Smith had nothing much done to that. You know, like, you know, Valley running Lou Harry and then, and, you know, sometimes you can tend to ground a little bit and make more grass.
Yeah.
My tender, but I don't think he didn't have too much done to that.
What sort of machine have you got?
Like what?
Something.
No. I just let somebody mute.
You know what? If a fella had a little machinery, he could go around and take little plots like that.
Yeah.
And it's fresh land, and it's rested.
Yeah.
And all it needs is a little fertilizer. And it makes a good compost.
Yeah.
And
I don't have no equipment. I got Mr. Price and Mr. Clay to cut this ground. And I wasn't able to let him cut it twice. If he'd have cut it twice, it'd have been better for me, see. But
yeah.
I wasn't able to let him cut it for one time. And then I met that man Mule over there. I get him for $4 a day. And, you know, that's what I... by myself here. Well, if I had a little club tractor, a little tractor concern, you know, I could cut me up a little something, you know, and then put my little plows and things on. Even if I had a mule of my own, I could do it.
I wish somebody would tell me why you can't get a little club tractor cheap anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just put enormous prices on that.
Well, I tell you what, they cost as much as a big tractor now. I know where one door, and you got the wheels in the front of it, need a tire on it. Run, crank it and run right now. White color got it. They want $150 for it. Yankee man owned all the chickens for a time. They got the wheel, you know, set in front. It's a grill, it's a farm off. And he won $150, but it's one of them big tires that's going to blow it out and move out. And it's jacked up. He told me, I wasn't out of milk, so he won $150 for it. It's a good tractor. It's back up right now.
Who's that?
The Yankees, fought in the Yankees. You still there by the, you know what old depot there in Micanopy? That old depot in the run. You see that down below it. You can ask anybody, the white fella who cleaned up the you know, Micanopy, you know, picked up all the trash and stuff. He got a few chickens. You need to go on chickens.
Oh, I don't know him.
I think Mr. Smith knows. He's got a pretty good one. Big side tractor, too. Big. I believe bigger than that Ford joint I believe it is. They told me when I was picked off of it.
Well, now, let me tell you about that old Ford. I bought that.
You can sell it right now for $500, and you turn it around and try to buy a little cub. Smaller than that, you couldn't buy it for $1,000. Okay, I don't understand it, Steve.
I don't understand it.
Well, Mr. Mott, I think I better go. I think I hit that truck.
Yeah, I got it. All right, I got to go over the store. I'll just go over that way. You haven't got to them yet.
No. Just going in now.
I see.
You coming by?
I might.
Okay.
Dad.
You couldn't even find a clamp, much less turn it off.
Can't turn that off.
The silence. The silence today. Went out there this morning, and they was cutting over there.
Mm-hmm. Can't get to go over here and look at them come in there.
And I saw them when they left. Now they finished down here, Marge said, and they're going up there to your place.
Jubilees.
I want to see it. I'd love to see them cut some of those Jubilees. I don't know. Don't know much about them.
Light waiting.
I think most of them are bruises. Handling pretty rough.
Oh.
You get them pretty ripe and going around. They bruise pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. One.
CS gross.
CS gross. What do you call it?
CS.
CS. I was over there the other day, and you know, he's right friendly. He said he didn't think they'd cut them close enough, leaving some on there. Other than, I don't know what he knows about it.
That's about what he knows. I'll tell you one thing, if you want to get in trouble, get your greens coming in immaturity. If you want to get in trouble.
When do you hear from that?
When you get them on that belt over there.
Can they spot them?
If they know one of them, they can spot
them. Huh?
If they know one of them, they can spot them.
And they got somebody there that didn't know them?
Supposed to. And you don't know hardly anything like a green lawn.
Yeah.
But they are less, well, you can't blame them, of course. If you go to the store and buy a watermelon, you take it home and it's immature, you're expecting to have a good meal there, and you spent your money
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's just like chicken, this green colored oranges up there, they aren't fit to eat.
Robert,
so far, just Freddie and Bill, they just opened that belt today.
Oh, really?
Just started up today.
Oh, they didn't have it going the other day when you all loaded it.
That's the reason they loaded them trucks up there. They didn't have the belt set up.
Yeah. Yeah, Robert, that's expensive, loading up like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Now, this way, I don't know what the process is, but they got the trucks there, so they don't have to handle them but once.
They lay them on out the bed. You don't go by there and watch that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
The shed where
yeah.
comes on the other bed and comes around. And they put them, they have
marks
on the scales, if you'll notice.
Yeah.
Pounds.
Yeah. They separate them.
They put one mark for a certain pound, two marks for a certain pound, and
yeah.
a certain pound. A three mark, something like that. And the workers on the belt know which truck that goes in.
Mm-hmm.
They have to kick it off at the right truck. They got a belt, a chain there, you see a roll. setup is slow.
But it's not so costly as the other.
Well, it is in a way. If you get a lot of melon coming in over there, we've had trucks to sit up all day there. And paying your help, you see. Pay your help to stay with
you. Oh, your help's got to stay that and all down low.
That's right.
Get it coming gone. Either way, you got to work it.
With it like it is today, nobody coming over there. It's not too bad.
You haven't been noticing? I hadn't noticed it.
$70. $12 now, the devil is in me, he's going to fix it, I'm going to get a business card.
Well,
it won't.
Nothing wrong with it, because it runs these people, runs their electric bill way up. There's nothing wrong with something like that.
He won't stand by his work.
Huh?
He won't stand by
no,
his work.
No, he comes back once. $12 more now, and
Patsy, you ought to know
that.
When they said that, watch out.
Yeah.
My kids in here.
Yeah.
No way you can do it.
Yeah.
Flash it out. Now Lloyd told
the only way you can do it is give to them while you're still away.
Lloyd sold his farm up there for cash.
Uh-huh.
You know the damn government.
Yeah.
It's capital. I'll take a solar and put so much down, then they played along and they've got it in.
That reminds me, Arthur, I owe you. He never.
Woody used to carpool and I've never borrowed that.
All right. All right. Let me tell you.
We've been, how many times have we took his wife? She's going to have a baby.
How many times did what?
Took his wife over to the hospital.
I was
trying to help him out. But comes a time that you got to stop that. Now, I help him out. I give him 140 dollars cutting two trees down there.
You give him
$70
for cutting two trees and $70 fixing a telephone.
No, no. I give him twice $70 for a tree.
Okay.
And then I give him $70 then for putting.
Okay.
And then I give him $70 then for putting lights in. Like this, one of them all the receipts.
Turn around and eat your soup.
You set up and eat a bite quick.
Set up and eat moist.
There's a couple.
Pop it. Pick out the hot weather. You know, I love Pappy.
Here's your chicken.
I'm going to get that cast up and have it turned down so I get a boil right side. I'm not going to get it. I can't find a
boil. Oh, no, that's too much trouble.
Well, they have smaller than the
bushes. Oh, yeah.
I don't know, folks.
They
no,
will.
I have them to.
They wouldn't do anything for
snapping turtle. Go to the spark plug now.
Yeah.
I had him just weld that and cut me a thread.
Yeah.
$6 and something.
Yeah, that's that.
You know that turtle run a few feet and then it blow that thing out of there about 10 feet and blow that spark plug out. And there are things where you see it into the it wore out.
You know, some things, Arthur, you can't afford to fool with. You just have to go buy new ones.
Yeah.
Now, that's amazing, isn't it? It sure is. It's just cheaper to go ahead and buy a new one than it is to fool around with a makeshift. You got to have any welding done or any machine work.
Then I have
now,
done.
Guy, I know you could eat a bowl of this oyster.
Oh, I could eat a quarter of that. I'll. No, thank you. No, thank you very much.
There's a lot of soup over there, Matt. You, Arthur, are you going to eat the beef chicken?
No.
Take that, too. Take one of them in your hand.
All right.
Well, then they had company for supper last night, and they had ice cream and stuff, and I didn't put them on. I just had three of them left, and I need one for dinner, so there's the rest of them here.
Now, that'd be good.